Today we read about cheating, gambling, and winning. This is the text. I think Chanakya says that the king should read, how does it go? In the morning about stealing and in the evening about gambling. Meaning in the morning about Krishna stealing butter, Bhagavatam, and in the evening Mahabharat, about gambling. Yiddish there. So this is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, the opulence of the Absolute, Vibhuti Yoga, text 36. Dyutam chalayatam asmi, tejas tejasvinamaham, jayosmi vyavasayosmi, sattvam sattvavatamaham. Dyutam, gambling. Chalayatam, of all cheats. Asmi, I am. Teja, the splendor. Tejasvinam, of everything splendid. Aham, I am. Jaya, victory. Asmi, I am. Vyavasaya, enterprise or adventure. Asmi, I am. Sattvam, the strength. Sattvavatam, of the strong. Aham, I am. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. I am also the gambling of cheats, and of the splendid I am the splendor. I am victory, I am adventure, and I am the strength of the strong. Purport. There are many kinds of cheaters all over the universe. Of all cheating processes, gambling stands supreme and therefore represents Krishna, Hare Krishna. As the supreme, Krishna can be more deceitful than any mere man. If Krishna chooses to deceive a person, no one can surpass him in his deceit. His greatness is not simply one-sided, it is all-sided. Very sweet. Among the victorious, he is victory. He is the splendor of the splendid. So splendor is tejas, power, and also means shining. Among the enterprising and industrious. Kako to imamo v slovenščini? Enterprising and industrious. Really? Enterprising, industrious, if you invent some business, invent something, you are si priden, fleißig? Trudiš se, ja. Kako? Marljiv, ja, marljiv, kot mravljica, ja. But also industrious, you can invent something. Kako? Yeah, also. Yes, enterprising and he's the most enterprising and the most industrious. Among adventurers, he is the most adventurous. And among the strong, he is the strongest. When Krishna was present on earth, no one could surpass him in strength. Even in his childhood, he lifted Govardhan Hill. No one can surpass him in cheating. No one can surpass him in splendor. No one can surpass him in victory. No one can surpass him in enterprise. And no one can surpass him in strength. Hare Krishna. Shri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai. Dyudam chalayatam asmi tejas terasvinamaham jayosmi vyavasayasmi sattvam sattvavatamaham. I am also the gambling of cheats, and of the splendid I am the splendor, I am victory, I am adventure, and I am the strength of the strong. So, Krishna is the best of the best, and the worst of the worst, if necessary. So there's a story how some reporter asked Srila Prabhupada about some yogi, apparently not really proper bona fide yogi. So then Prabhupada said that Krishna is the best cheater. So if he's cheating, Krishna will cheat him the best. And shortly after, there was some scandal, and that yogi who declared himself to be God was rejected by his mother as God. His mother said he's no longer God. And she said, his brother, now his brother is God. Hare Krishna. So this is used that Krishna is the best. If he needs to cheat, he's the best cheater. How else did he cheat? Like he told when they had to do the to get nectar, because demons had some Sanjivani mantra, and so they were brought back to life, and the demigods didn't have the nectar yet. So then Vishnu said, okay, you make truce, you make peace, temporary peace with the demons, and then churn the ocean and make nectar. This is the beginning of the Ayurvedic science. And yesterday I read something beautiful, that if somebody is a rascal, nectar will not help him. Like Rahu drank nectar and still his head was cut off. And if somebody is a good personality, then poison will not hurt him. Like Shiva drank poison and he only has blue throat and everybody is glorifying him. Even his wife. He asked permission from his wife. Is it okay I drink this nectar, this poison? She said, of course, go ahead. Because she knew that nothing will happen to him, on one hand. On the other hand, she wanted him to save the universe. She knew he'll be fine and he'll save the universe. Amazing story from the 8th canto. But I remember this because how Krishna cheated the demons several different ways. Well, of course, we know Mohini Murti as Mohini Murti. Very funny. He told them, I will cheat you. He came as a very, very beautiful woman. So they took away the nectar from the demigods, from Dhanvantari. But then the demons started fighting between themselves. They broke into groups. The strong ones said that the nectar should be divided honestly. And the weak ones were saying that the nectar should be divided equally. Which is... The weaker ones were saying that we should have some democratic process. Equally and fairly. And the strong ones, no, this is not fair. We should divide it honestly. We are stronger, we get more. And then suddenly they see, oh, amazing woman is coming. And they became very attracted and they immediately gave nectar to her and said, you divide. And she said, but what you are doing? This is, look, you are entrusting such treasure to a fickle woman like me. But, you know, I will cheat you. And they started laughing. Ha, ha, ha. Not only you are beautiful, you also have such a nice humor, sense of humor. No, we will take whatever you decide. So then she said, Krishna in the form of Mohini said that, look, these demigods, they are so weak. First I'll go give them a few drops. So she goes there. And then they see she's giving them not just a few drops. She's giving and giving. There's no more left. Only one, actually, realized what's happening. That was Rahu. So this is why actually Rahu, devotees sometimes, I mean non-devotees in astrology sometimes are afraid of Rahu, but actually Rahu is capable of helping with detachment. He can help to become detached because he was able to not be bewildered and confused. And by his austerity he was granted a place among the planets. Anyway, this was not the funniest. The funniest was, it's also funny, but why I remembered, because Krishna told the demigods that whatever the demons want, you agree. And he immediately went to take the head of Vasuki to churn the ocean with the mountain. And the demons looked, oh, all the demigods are going to the head. And we are getting the tail? Like some, you know, useless, low-born creatures? The tail. So they said, no, wait, we want the head. Why should we take the tail? We are actually same as you. You go take the tail, we take the head. And instructed by Vishnu, the demigod said, yes, sure, of course. Oh yeah, okay, what to do? Okay, you take the head. And they took the head, but when they were churning, then Vasuki was having acid reflux. You know, like this, acid was coming out, and he was breathing fire like a dragon. So here in Ljubljana, you know very well that dragons, you have a dragon on the flag, so you know that dragons can breathe fire. And so he was breathing fire and sulfur and ash and fumes and smoke. And the demons were they couldn't they had air pollution, very high air pollution, but they couldn't do anything because they chose, they asked that they get the head. So he cheated them in such a subtle. It's called conning, confidence game in English, cheating. So cheating, yes, gambling also. So gambling, they say that gambling. This is such a science, how gambling is organized. It's very precise mathematical formulas, how much people are allowed to win, so that they continue playing. And they become addicted, like to drugs. It is a drug, actually. Drugs interact with some natural brain functions, and this also produces the exact same drug, dopamine, by playing. So it's very precisely calculated how much they are allowed to win, and the house will always win, meaning the casino will always win, and they try to capture people in many countries. Except I heard that in Germany you are allowed in a casino only with a passport. You have to show your passport, and they have to check if you are not on the list of addicted people. And if you are on the list of the addicted, they say, sorry sir, sorry ma'am, we cannot let you in without your doctor's permission. So that's, anyway, this is the modern socialist capitalism with a human face, so to say, to protect people. I don't know how is it in Slovenia. I think in Slovenia you also have casinos, right? And different places. Sometimes they allow, then they forbid, then they allow only in one place. Like in the USA, it's only a few places where they allow. Not every place. Only some Las Vegas, Atlantic City, a few places where it's allowed. To protect, because it's crazy. It's crazy what it does to people. Same with lottery. Yeah, lottery basically is just, if it's a government lottery, it just, they say it's a tax on people who didn't study mathematics. because the chances to win are so slim. They're non-existent. Yeah, as I usually tell the joke about the donkey here. You know, you remember the joke about the donkey? You remember the joke about the donkey? No. How a guy came to the farm to the farmer and said, the farmer was selling a donkey, and one guy said, "I will buy your donkey." So he said, "Okay, give me $100, and you can have a donkey." So the next day he's coming. He said, "Okay, I'll come with my truck and take the donkey." So the next day he's coming with a truck, this pickup truck, and the farmer says, "Sorry, the donkey died." He says, "What do you mean died? I paid you money." He says, "What to do? He died." He said, "Okay, give me back my $100." He said, "Sorry, I went drinking yesterday and I have no more money." He said, "Okay, give me that dead, put your dead donkey in my truck." He said, "Why do you need a dead donkey?" He says, "Well, I have to do something." So he put the donkey in the truck. And then a few days later, he meets this guy in the city. He says, "So?" He says, "Well, I just made a lottery. And I sold 100 tickets for $3. And the winner, the prize was the donkey. So I sold 100 tickets for $3. So this way I earned $300. I said, "And nobody was disturbed?" Said, "No, only the winner." And I said, "What did you do?" Said, "Well, I gave him back his $3. So he earned $297 and, for that donkey. So it's cheating. It's cheating. All kinds of cheating. Some places, that's how they wash money. All these kinds of things. How to legalize money. So it's cheating. But people are very attached. And there are different varieties of this gambling. So because it's, on one hand, it's sort of voluntary, people volunteer. They voluntarily do this. So therefore Krishna says, of cheats I'm gambling. I'm the gambling. Why? Because the gambling is a way to cheat, but it's such a way that people agree. They agree. Yes, I want to. They often even pay money to play. They agree to play. So this is one of the manifestations of Krishna here. And he is shining. He is victory. He is victory. And he of this strong, he's the strength. So Prabhupada says, yes, in his childhood he lifted the Govardhan Hill. Kakas didn't lift any hill. It didn't, no? I think in Ukraine we have somebody, he lifted a rock, not a hill, just a big stone. Anyway, but Krishna lifted Govardhan, and Govardhan was like Triglav or more. I remember once we were going with Niranjan Swami from Kiev to Simferopol, Crimea, so in Ukraine, and somehow or other, the whole plane were international bodybuilder competitors. There was some big bodybuilding competition in Simferopol, Crimea, somewhere there in Crimea, and they were flying there. So there was many ladies also, and there were some ladies which were ho, but some were slim. Also, it's a different type of competition, not bulk, but just the bodily, how they call it, body sculpting. So one was sitting next, and Maharaj had some special diet, so she had to cut all fat. So he said, "Oh, we have fat-free cookies." She said, "Oh, really? Okay, I'll take it." Because that she refused whatever they served on plane. But fat-free cookie, prasadam, okay, maybe this I probably can take. And she was very happy that there was something that she could take. So I told her, you know, if you have Krishna, he also was doing weightlifting. said, oh, really? I heard about Krishna, but I didn't know that he was doing weightlifting. I said, yes, he lifted Govardhan Hill. She said, really? I said, yes, I've seen that hill. It's a big hill, nice hill. But he did it not by training, but by spiritual power. So she was very impressed. She was more impressed than some of our devotees. Because devotees, somehow you say, Krishna lifted the hill. You say, ma, okay. She said, oh, really? Oh, he lifted the hill? Wow! She was inspired more than sometimes some devotees are inspired. Hare Krishna. So that's Krishna. Actually, lifting a hill is not so impressive. He's holding everything. All the planets he's holding. Hill is just one... is just one occasion that he lifted. And he is adventure. His victory and he is adventure. So devotees know there is adventure. We have Padayatra adventure. Yes. So all kinds of adventures are happening. We have Harinam adventure. We have so much adventure in life of devotees. Different kinds of adventures. And sometimes when we become addicted to adventure, like the whole world now has become addicted to producing, run, yes. Not many places exist in the world where people can actually walk slow or sit and talk. I think this corner of the world still you have some, you know, can find people just talking, actually, sitting and talking. I remember once Devamrita Maharaj in Dnipro, Ukraine, he gave a class on rasa, about rasa. How suffering in spiritual life also is rasa. When we suffer, that's also a reciprocation with Krishna. It was very deep class, very deep lecture. So I thanked him afterwards. He said, you know what? I could give this class only in Ukraine. Because in England, they will say, where is the money? He would not be interested in this class on rasa. That's what he said. He can't say it everywhere. So therefore, now... somehow or other, the whole world has been told, okay, chill out. Take it slower. Slower. Don't run. So everybody's sitting, you know. So first few months everybody was relaxing and then that's too much. 2 years now almost. But for a devotee, there are adventures everywhere. And Krishna says, I am that adventure. And the best adventure, of course, is spiritual adventure, or the adventure of spiritual discovery, spiritual realization. If you do not embark on this adventure of spiritual realization, what's that book? Journey of Self-Discovery. Yeah? If you do not embark on that journey of self-discovery, then oftentimes our life is like the life of a robot or something. So, adventure. Of course, book distribution is... I think a lot of the things that devotees have been doing later on have become the training for some... businessman or salesman or something. Purnachanda Maharaj said that he was distributing books on the street and then some businessman in a business suit came to him and he said, look, I've been watching you for several hours. I've been coming here for several days and I've been watching you and I am very impressed how you have very high rejection tolerance. People say, no, go away, no. But you're always smiling, always you know, peaceful, always continue very nicely. So you know what? Why don't you come and I will give you a very good job. I will pay you this much money, a lot of money, and because I need people like you. And he, Pranchana Maharaj, said, I'm very sorry, but I like doing what I'm doing. So then he said, okay, you just keep my card in case in the future you need. Or Niranjana Maharaj said how he was flying in an airplane once and some businessman was sitting with him. And he was looking, and Niranjana Maharaj was in dhoti, in devotee dress. That businessman was sitting and looking. And he said, so you're some kind of a monk? He said, yes, I'm a Hare Krishna. He started explaining what he is. And that guy was listening, and then he started explaining about his life. And then he said, you know what, why don't you give me how to buy your books? Because I don't understand. I'm very rich. I have that many millions of dollars. But I am so miserable. And you are not even dressed properly. Even your clothes are not of the proper color. They are not matched properly. Niranjana Maharaj said, I thought it was matching, but anyway, he thought it's not matching. Probably the jacket was slightly different from the dhoti. Now it's very fashionable, you know, but some years ago, now the fashion is catching up, that the socks have to be different colors, and you have to look very bright, and with a very expressive individuality. So he said, I have everything one can imagine, and I'm miserable. And you look like you have nothing, and you're so happy. I want to figure out why. What's the secret? So now it seems to be very, it's mainstream. So people understand that this is the most important adventure. Spiritual realization. Some are finding out about Krishna, as a few weeks ago Kadamba Kadana Maharaj was quoting that Irish newspaper. There was a reporter, he said that if you heard about meditation, if you heard about vegetarianism, if you heard about attitude, proper attitude, about working on your consciousness, then it means all of us are Hare Krishnas a little bit. Because this is what the Hare Krishnas have been preaching for the last 50 years. Yeah. Then I tried to find that article and I found that every few months he writes something about Hare Krishnas. But he doesn't seem to be a Hare Krishna. It doesn't look like he's a devotee, because in one of the articles, some crisis was there, he wrote that, now I'm considering maybe I should go join the Hare Krishnas. Probably he hasn't joined yet. Forgot his name. But they can see that also. So, Krishna consciousness is fun. I don't think there is better fun than Krishna consciousness. And also healthy. And also very good for your spiritual well-being. And in every regard. And it pleases Krishna when you practice. So Prabhupada once said, he said, look guys, even if Krishna were not there, he says, it is such a good life, isn't it? It's just such a good life. But of course, there's also Krishna. So it's even so much better. All of us have this experience of Krishna. response to our efforts. So, this is Vibhuti Yoga chapter about Krishna's manifestations, and this is a very funny verse about some of the strange manifestations of Krishna. So our task is to keep looking for Krishna, continue on this adventure of self-discovery and connecting ourselves to Krishna, continue on this adventure of spiritual growth, and Krishna is happy, we are happy. This looks like the best life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any comments, questions, points?
Brihat Bhagavatamrita describes Yudhishthira's gambling as Lila. Question, why play with the dice of Shakuni? Shakuni's dice were weight or somehow magic. What magic? He got them by tapasya from the bones of some dead body according to the films.
According to the?
To the films.
Films. Films. I was just hearing Krishna Dharma Prabhu's Mahabharata. Can get it on Audible now, and there were several reasons. One was that there was a prediction. I think Narada Muni came, and he said that in 14 years there will be a war, and all the Kauravas will die. So therefore, Yudhishthir said that whatever his seniors will say, he will do. He took a vow. So he took several vows, which basically left him no other way out. So one vow was that he would do whatever his seniors would ask him. So Dhritarashtra asked him. Shakuni, I think, also was some kind of a senior. Then he was challenged. Then like two or three vows were there that he was supposed to follow. So that's why he played. But Shakuni, besides the bad dice, he was also, there's also a big story, he was also performing some tapasya, he also had some magic, and also Yudhishthir was not a good gambler. It's not really gambling, that was a combination of rolling dice and logical action. So later he learned, actually. Later he became very expert in playing dice when they were in exile. So after that he was already very good. He could maybe even win from Shakuni, but too late. Something else?
In the Bhagavatam there is mention of mixed bhakti and secondary bhakti. What is the difference between the two?
I can give a quick answer, but actually it takes several months to explain. Mixed and secondary. Technically all of them are mixed. So there are three kinds of bhakti, technically. Kevala, Gauna, and Pradhanya. So Kevala is when the goal is bhakti and the process is bhakti. Then pradhanya is primary, when bhakti is the goal, but the method, the process, we may be more familiar, more expert in doing karma yoga in Krishna consciousness or some other yoga. So it's okay. From our point of view, it's also considered pure, although technically it is mixed. In Sanskrit, it's called karma mishra bhakti. But it doesn't have any negative connotation. It's very good. Actually, this is Krishna's recommendation in the Gita until chapter 18. Before chapter 18, he actually recommends Jnana Karma Mishra Pradhana Bhuti Bhakti, this bhakti. It's okay. But Gauna or secondary bhakti, this is mixed bhakti in the negative sense, meaning that, yes, we use bhakti, Krishna, please be pleased, And then Krishna says, oh, what do you want? Oh, give me this and this and this. So we don't want Krishna, we don't want bhakti, but we use Krishna. So that's something that's not very... So this is that normal varnashram, that some little Krishna is there. You have to use, you have to put Krishna somewhere. It has to be somewhere there. But the goal is not Krishna and bhakti. It's not the goal. So this is that bhakti on the second place or secondary. So when we speak about mixed bhakti in the negative tone, with the negative connotations, that's this, when bhakti is not the goal. When we do not want Goloka, when we do not want come to Krishna, and we use bhakti just to get something from Krishna. It's probably better than nothing, and it will, like this ordinary karmakanda varnashram, will bring a person to some advancement, but it will take millions of years, and there is every danger that the person may slip down before attaining success. Avadhuta Roy, you can read about it in Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentaries to chapter 5 of Canto 1. He explains this around verses 30-35. You have it there. Okay, so Krishna, the greatest adventure, ki jai. Srila Prabhupada, ki jai. In fact, akama sarvakama moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogana yajeta purusham param. They say that whatever may be your desire, it's best if you do tivra bhakti. And tivra bhakti means intense, or focused, or concentrated. So there are comments saying that even if you have material desires, it's still best to accept pure bhakti. So that's another complicated topic. How can we take pure bhakti if we are not pure? So we, for that, we have to understand that we just have to have the pure goal and accept the pure process. And then whatever our desires may be, then in this process, they will be fulfilled and purified. So there are two ways to comment on this verse that you quoted, 2.3.10, that whatever you desire, take bhakti. That's always best. Even for material things, it is better to approach Krishna. Krishna says that this is more intelligent. This is intelligent. But it's even better to approach Krishna for everything, but then to have ultimately the highest goal of Krishna Loka, and then this is even more intelligent. Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.